The little boat rose and fell as it lay 3 miles off the east coast of England. There was nobody aboard. Down below, two figures were swimming to the bottom of the sea. Martin was sorry he had agreed to come. Usually, they only dived once during a trip. However, they had already dived once, but couldn't find the White Star. Martin had wanted to go home after that dive. He reminded Ian they were both nearly 60 years old and diving was hard work. Ian didn't listen. He'd spent the next hour looking at the map and then moved their diving boat a few hundred metres to the south, and they tried again. As they reached the bottom, Ian turned and looked at Martin. He was pointing excitedly. Martin looked in the direction he was pointing. There was definitely something there, but the water wasn't clear. The two men swam towards the shape to look more closely. When they got near, Martin grew really excited. It was a wonderful sight. The old wooden ship was about 20 metres long. It was in very good condition for a boat that had been underwater for 2 centuries. The sails and ropes and cabin had disappeared, but most of the ship was still in one piece. As usual, Ian's job was to look around outside the ship while Martin looked inside. There was a square entrance hole in the deck. Martin swam in carefully. He always held his torch in front of him. Even with this light, it was very difficult to see. The inside of the ship was a mess. There were large pieces of broken wood everywhere. For the next 20 minutes, he searched the ship. He found a few old bottles, a couple of broken plates, and 3 small objects that looked like coins. He hoped Ian was having more success. As he turned to leave, he caught his foot between 2 large pieces of wood. He turned and tried to pull himself free. However, as he moved his foot, the wood moved, and a large plank fell on his leg from above. He tried to pull free, but he couldn't. He tried to lift the wood away, but it was too heavy. He was stuck. He needed Ian's help, but couldn't call out to him underwater. He pointed his torchlight at the entrance on the deck and started to turn the torch on and off. He didn't stop doing this, even though there was no answer to his emergency message. He started to panic. After a few minutes, Martin saw a figure at the entrance. He was so happy that he felt like crying. Ian had found him. His partner swam inside, and together they pulled the plank of wood away. The pair swam out of the boat. Martin looked at his watch. They needed to get back to the surface. They went as slowly as they could, but had to make sure they reached the surface before their air ran out. When they got to their boat, the two men fell onto the deck.
"That was frightening," said Martin.
"Yes, you need to be more careful with these old shipwrecks," replied Ian. Martin was angry. He didn't even want to be here. Ian had made him come. Now he was blaming him.
"Anyway," said Martin, "it was a waste of time. I didn't find much at all. I hope you did."
Ian was silent. Martin knew what that meant. He hadn't found anything either.
"Well, at least we didn't bump into any skeletons," said Ian eventually.
"What do you mean?" asked Martin.
40 men died when the White Star sank," Ian replied.